Welcome. Man, it's good to see each and every one of you here today. I want you to just look toward another human being close to you in the vicinity of wherever you might be and just look at them and simply say, welcome. Go ahead. Come on. Come on. Oh, that's like really a weak welcome. I mean, welcome, people. I mean, that's like weak. Now, I want to start there today. It's simply going to be this. It's not complex. First of all, if you're here today wondering how in the world Jesus Christ can change my life, it's because he's Jesus Christ. He's the Son of God. He's the one. That's who changes our lives. Here's what I do know. I don't think we do a good job at changing each other. What do y'all think? How many of y'all are somewhat observant? I think we've done a lot of human stuff to correct our problems. In my opinion, it's just an opinion, I don't think we've really done a very good job at correcting the problem. What do you think? I don't see a lot of change by us. So today I would like to welcome you to the possibility of Jesus Christ invading your whole existence and absolutely sending heaven inside of you. What do you think about that? That's what really goes on. So Hillview, this is January. Welcome to January. I'm glad that you came in and you're already uncomfortable. Some of you went, where's my seat? Some of you all are amazing. You found your exact seat in the circle. I mean, it's like your rear end had a magnet to it. You're like, oh, there's my seat. Yeah, but you know what? We're going to talk about those seats because in your seat is an important story. It's the one God desires to write in your life. It's the one that God desires to write in your life. And I want us to get some basic things absolutely real. I want you to know, if you're going to hang out at Hillview Heights Church, we're committed to seeing people who don't know Jesus Christ welcomed and invited to Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? So you're going to hear about the cross right here. You hear about that every Sunday. I've had people leave our church. They said, Pastor Steve, you talk about Jesus, the cross, and the resurrection every Sunday. I said, yes. I said, next Sunday, if you come, I'm going to tell you about the cross and the resurrection of Jesus, because that's the only thing that changes your lives. Now, I got all the mumbo jumbo. Listen, I've been trained in mumbo jumbo. I got it. But I also was raised by some really, really smart people, farmers. And farmers are really smart because when something doesn't work, they don't keep doing it. Higher elite educators, they keep doing the same thing that doesn't work for centuries, hoping that one day it's going to work. So I want to welcome you to a real simple principle that will change your life forever. Will you welcome Jesus Christ into your life? Because I got good news today. Jesus Christ has welcomed us. That's really the point. This thing called grace is this. Jesus Christ welcomes heaven to you. That's the message of the gospel. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him shall not what? But will what? All right, so how many are glad to be living? And so today, well, this is kind of going over the basics. Now, I know for some of you that have been living out your faith, you go, oh, it's the basics. Well, I got that covered. Really? I ain't seen you in the baptistry. I ain't seen some. See, I'm cutting through some stuff today, all right? I'm getting old. I'm leaving here soon. So I want you to hear it. We got to stay in the main things that make it happen. Like if you're playing basketball, like I saw a game a couple weeks ago, like it was a game against two Kentucky schools. One was a bird, one was a cat. All right? And they had all, you know, I mean, the coaches had these fancy schemes and had these fancy designs. But you know what, Lanny? If you can't hit a shot, it doesn't matter what the design is. Lane, if you can't dribble the ball, you can't play. Those are the fundamentals. And so I want to wake our congregation up to one huge, giant fundamental. Hillview, we cannot lose the welcome. We've done one thing well. I don't know if we've done a lot of things well, but I know we've done one thing well. Guess what that is? Welcome people. How many of y'all are ready to welcome more people than you've ever seen in your life? Now, I don't want you to panic. I want you to look to your right, your left, behind you, in front of you. Just kind of do a survey. Please move. You will not go Pentecostal. Actually, move and worship, okay? Just I want you to look. All right. Is there a human being sitting next to you? This is not a hard question. If it's breathing, that's human. All right. Now watch. I haven't gone any further than that. I didn't ask you if you liked them or not. I didn't ask you if you got in a fight this morning. I just said, do you have a human being sitting next to you? Here's what I want you to know. Jesus Christ died for that human being. Now, how many of you all, go ahead and applaud that. That's good stuff. Go ahead and give it up on that one. Jesus Christ died for that. Now, Bob, who's sitting to the right of you?
Him.
That's a what?
Human.
And who's sitting to the left of you?
Nobody.
Mm-mm.
Oh, another human.
Mm-mm. No, right next to you. Don't be going down chairs on me. Right
chair.
Next to you. Huh?
Chair.
A possibility.
Possibility.
I don't know the name of who's sitting next to Bob yet. But watch this, I'm going to blow you away. If you'd invite somebody next week, somebody would be sitting there.
Gotcha.
Just use first names. Who might it be?
Rick.
It could be a Rick here. We have a spiritual task to invite people to the grace of God. To invite people to what? Come in. Come in. Now, some of you who've been around church propaganda, you go, well, duh. You go, Pastor Steve, that's really obvious. Really? Well, if it's so obvious, recent survey says, we'll play Family Feud here for a minute. Bing. Recent survey, Stacy. Recent survey. Evangelical Christians, they're described as this. Those who still believe the Bible has authority. They believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross. They believe Jesus Christ rose from the grave. And they believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. That's what makes them evangelical, okay? And then we have people that believe there's a wonderful God who's warm and fuzzy and friendly and invites anybody in no matter what you believe. Those people are in big trouble. With the supposed ones that get it, only 3% of them share their faith with anybody. You know why? They don't believe. When you believe, you do. Until you do, you speculate. Now, I'm going to challenge you a little bit. How many of you all have a speculation of God, a philosophical concept of God, but have yet to enter into the life that God has actually given you? You know, it's a good idea. How many of y'all have ever planned on building a house? Any of y'all ever been through that routine? You laid out house plans on the kitchen table and you didn't know anything about blueprints and you thought you wanted this and that and you had all these plans. Let me ask you a question. What's easier to do, plan for the house or build the house? Aren't plans wonderful? You can dream of this. Building a house is a pain. This doesn't fit, that doesn't fit. The hardware store can't get this. The lumber yard's short on that. They didn't have this. They have a spotted owl and the materials just went up, $5,000 square foot. You have all these problems when you start building the house. But you know what? You'll believe in that house when you start what? Building it. So listen, I just want to give you a heads up this morning. Are you speculating about God or have you received what God's actually said in your life? I want to tell you some good news. God said to everybody in this room, you can be saved through me. Jesus says that out of heaven. You can be saved through what? Me. Now, for every one of us that have that message in us, I just want you to know we're to invite others to who?
Jesus.
Is that all right? Now, here's the good news at Hillview. Will people hear about Jesus if you invite them to church here at Hillview? You all tell me. Yeah or nay? Now, this is why I go over it every Sunday. Some of you go, well, I already know how to be saved. I know it's the chair next to you that doesn't. Or the chair behind you. Or the chair. And see, we're, especially those, ma'am, exactly right. These two chairs right here, I don't know who's there yet, but I want to tell them about Jesus. Jimmy, you got a name for who's sitting beside you yet?
Bernice.
I bet there's names for all these chairs. If we would do what? Invite. So, first step in 2012. Balcony, y'all got any room up there?
Yeah.
Got any seats up there? Every seat is a potential story of God doing something great. And I want to wake us up to that. God doing something great in that story. God showing you his grace in that what? Story. So we got to open up the invitation. You know who's good at that? Sheriff. What's the best gift Sheriff has? His mouth. Thank y'all for answering that question. But Sheriff, I want to commend you. You've invited people to what? Come and check it out. Come in here. Sheriff has 6 breakfast stops in the morning. That's a lot of people invited to the grace of God. Use what you got to do something great. Somebody understand what I'm saying tonight? Right now, use something today. Use something in the evening time. Use something in the morning time. Use what God has given you to do something what? Great. Because great's already in you. You're a believer in who? Jesus. Now let me show you what constantly moves in us here. Constantly moves in us here. What is always the center of the church? Come on, talk to me. This is January. Y'all got to talk. What? Cross. How important is that in those who follow Jesus Christ? That's a good word. Very. How very? If we don't have the cross, what happens to our faith? No, it's no different. Thank you, Nathan. Very, very depth point there. If we don't have the cross of Jesus Christ, our faith is no different than any other faith. Because here's the difference in our faith. God comes to us. In every other faith system, what do you got to go do? You got to go to God. You got to make sure you're eating the right food. You got to make sure you're doing the right meditation. You got to make sure you're not, you know, doing this or doing that. You got to get prepared to go meet who? God. What happens in those of us who follow Jesus Christ? Here's the good news. God comes to us. We just finished celebrating that. We didn't have a big conference of Jesus, please be born in Bethlehem. He was just what? Born in Bethlehem. Who sent him? God. Now, isn't that cool? God sent him. So who are we inviting people to meet? Jesus. Let me show you how simple it is. If you don't mind, if you'll stand up with me. Let's just start there. Just stand up. You got to make some moves to do faith. I need everybody to participate now. I know some of y'all are scared to stand up more than twice during an hour of worship. But I guarantee you, if the Lord Jesus Christ tells you to stand up, you ain't going to sit down. Okay, now watch. I want you to look to your right, your left, behind you. Look around. You see any available space? Could anybody squeeze in next to you? How many of y'all are so crazy you'd even be willing to sit on the floor to let somebody have your seat so they might hear about Jesus? I'd be that crazy. I'm already saved. Does that make sense? Y'all cool with this? Now watch this. I want you to do something. All we're supposed to do is reach out to folks. Now, I want you to see. I want you to feel what happens. Okay? So you got to spread yourself out a little bit in 2012. Hello? Go some places you hadn't been yet. All right? So I want you to simply just spread yourselves out and go ahead and spread out. Now, spread out. Get your arms out like this. Go ahead and touch each other. Yeah, there you go. Just spread out. Spread yourself. There you go. Ah! Now, pause. What just happened to this auditorium? All right, you may be seated. You all have done more than well. Now, watch this. How intellectually complicated was that? I'm going to show you something. I'm going to give you a proposal. Pastor Shane, Chaplain Shane, Captain Shane, man of many titles. We like to overcomplicate things to excuse ourselves from the action of those things. Ron used sophisticated agriculture, but basically you got to put seed in the ground for it to grow. Hello? Now, you may put that in with a big tractor. You may put it in by hand. But before seed can grow, it's got to be where? Now, I also know we're high tech now and you can grow it, you know, in water. But basically, most of us are going to put seed where? And expect it to what? Wow. That one gets you all crazy. I'm just asking you to be one giant invitation inviting people to Jesus Christ. Y'all cool with that? You go, well, what are they going to do? I don't know. I'm going to invite them to who? Jesus. Really, the mission of the church is to invite people to who? Jesus. And I want to show you. Because I want you to be careful, okay? I got to warn you about something. We got a small group of younger pastors who have gotten in to some hyper-reformed theology. Okay, which means this, okay? I believe God is sovereign. How many of y'all believe God is sovereign? That means he knows everything, does everything. He's already been there, done that, and he's got it all under control. How many? Beginning, end. I believe that. Don't you believe that? I believe God knew me before I knew him. What do you think? However, what that doesn't mean is that God still uses humans to do his activity. You ought to read the Bible. Who's God using there? Humans. It's amazing. Jesus didn't just walk past people and go, send out holy vibrations, and all of a sudden they went, I'm going to follow Jesus. You know what he actually did? Ask them. The Son of God used language to invite people to heaven. Kind of aborts this myth I have a lot of Christians. Well, Pastor Steve, I don't tell anybody about Jesus, but by my lifestyle, they'll come to follow Jesus. I'm glad I have to tell people about Jesus because sometimes I don't look like I follow Jesus. Like when you pull in front of me, my salvation could be questionable. Y'all ever have any of those moments? Huh? When something that has a motor on it doesn't start, sometimes my salvation looks questionable. So watch this. Here's where we mess up in a big way on that. We can't follow human lifestyle. We have to invite people to come into who? Jesus. So I want to show you one thing we're inviting people to constantly. What's the center of this church? Man, you all are sharp. What will always be the center of Hillview Heights Church as long as you have the present pastoral staff? Now, where's the resurrection? I'm staring at it. You are, I am, and those we invite are. Del McCombat, did you realize that you're part of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Those who have been brought to life by the act of Jesus. What do you think about that? In fact, if we were in the early church, we'd get it right. Every Sunday we'd stand up and say, evidence of the resurrection. And Dr. Earl would stand up. I've been married for 126 years, and I want you to know what a joy it's been. Evidence of what? God's power still moving in everyday life. Do you all understand that? Now, I'm going to tell you. Tim, you've been around church a while, haven't you? You know what the one thing the church won't do in America? Share and invite people to Christ. You know why? You don't get any glory when you do that. That's why we'd rather have all these seminars and all this jazz the church has gotten into. You know why? Because it's ineffective because it brings glory to the leaders and not the leader. But it's time for us to just simply invite people to who? To Jesus Christ. Let me show you how simple it is. Go with me to the Gospel of John. And it's not going to be long. Although this is a little longer passage of scripture, you all think, oh my goodness, we won't get done to two. No. Have you all got this? If you're here today and you need to come to Christ, I want to invite you to come and be saved. This would be a good day to do it. First of the year, right off the bat. In fact, I don't know of a bad day to be saved. I just can't think of a bad day to be saved. Except this one. The day after the Lord returns. Because then guess what? I'm going to tell you the truth. It's over. There's a point when what? It's over. It's what? Over. But right now, guess what? It's still on. How many of you glad to be living with the Jesus where he's saying to us every year that clicks off, I'm still here and you're still invited. And so here's my challenge. Go invite others. I want to take you to this episode. How in the world did Jesus get followers? Well, Gerald, guess what he did? He asked him to follow. So ultimately here, we want to follow who? Tell me, who do we ultimately follow here? Who?
Jesus.
Who?
Jesus.
So it's a person. Let's see what Jesus does. This guy named Philip, you all know he's one of the disciples, but here's what happened. Verse 44. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Boy, that's really complex, isn't it? And Jesus said what? Follow me. Now that's what I say. So guess what I'm going to say? I'm going to invite you to follow Jesus. Now, I will invite you to follow parts in me that have been taken over by Jesus. However, I just want you to know, not all my parts are running full Jesus yet. How many of y'all got all your parts? Mitch, and I know you're a Hollywood Daily News guy, but are all your parts? But are some of them? Hello? How many of y'all got some of your life committed to Christ? So here's kind of our focus. How many of y'all want more of your life committed to Christ by the time we get to year, it'll be 2013? And I remember just 12 years ago, everybody was getting ready to dig holes and get some Campbell's soup because we were going to have Y2K and the computers were going to blow up and life couldn't exist without computers. They didn't blow up. Now what's going to happen? I don't know why this is, but I hear believers going, man, I think the world might end. Well, why are you sweating it? Now, if you're not a believer, you ought to be scared as hell right now. See, Iran doesn't scare me because it's not bigger than Jesus. It's dangerous, but it's not bigger than Jesus. The world coming to end doesn't bother me because my world doesn't end because I've been invited to who? Jesus. The world will end one day. I don't know when, and any preacher tells you they know when, run. They're trying to get some money out of your pocket. Because they don't know either. You know how I know? If these preachers really knew the end of time, then they wouldn't sell you the book. Because it wouldn't matter. Remember, the world was supposed to end in May. Last year. And I'm still looking at you. And then in October, we were supposed to have the rest of the rapture. I even jumped second week of October. Nothing happened. In fact, I am going to jump a little bit on the day of rapture just for those things that are questionable. You know what I mean? I bet some of y'all will raise your hands that day when Jesus returns. Amen? You won't be sitting here like this. Don't get me. You'll be going, please. You look like little children that want to be what? Picked up by daddy. Hello? So Philip starts following Jesus. Now, here's what I want to tell you. I just want to wake you up to one simple principle. Will you invite some others to come to who? Jesus. And don't tell me you can't do it. Don't live in Bowling Green, Kentucky and tell me you can't do it. Now watch this. Richard, watch this. You've lived here a while, haven't you? More than 2 years. Y'all ever been to a new restaurant that's open in Bowling Green, Kentucky? We open one every other week. We are like the marketing. We're like a whole city of Mikey. Y'all remember the little Life cereal guy? Every restaurant company figures if we'll eat it, anybody will eat it in America. So they give us all these. We are really guinea pigs. I go, we're going to open up this new restaurant, you know. They probably open up, you know, Fungus, and we'll go see what it's about. How many of y'all would eat at a restaurant named Fungus? I don't know why I'm talking about this. I didn't talk about this at 8 o'clock, but I guess. But I did talk about this. We like going to new restaurants. Hello? How many of y'all have ever gone to a new restaurant? Come on, be honest with me. You go to a new restaurant. And now, somebody, Jimmy, why did you go to a new restaurant?
Just because it's new. I want to try it out.
Okay. But before you got there, how did you know it was new?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth, which means what?
Somebody told you.
Somebody told you. How many of y'all have ever been to a restaurant because somebody told you? How many of y'all have ever had this experience? They said, man, they said it's really good. And you went and participated in the eating in that particular diner. And you realize you have some friends that lie. That ever happen? Well, this is good news. It's always good. Guess what? You've been to another restaurant because somebody told you it was what? Good. Can I ask you a question? What Holy Spirit movement is it going to take to loosen the lips of those who believe? To tell others they can come and what? Believe. Let me give you the one little thing that's happening here at Hillview. It's not a bad thing, but we got to watch it. I don't know about y'all, but I really like y'all. I hope y'all like some of your pastors. We love Jamie. No, but you know what? Listen, I have to be careful as a pastor because guess what? I really love some of y'all. I mean, I've been hanging out with you for, you know, over 20 years, man. I love you. I know you're saved. And guess what? If I'm not careful, I'll just want to come hang out with you guys, sing choruses, have a big time, feel the vibration in the spirit. And guess what I'll forget about? 91,000 people in Warren County that haven't been invited yet. And Philip, you know what he did? As soon as he met Jesus, this is incredible. This is where we ended it. Yeah, there it is. You ready? Watch this. I'm going to blow you away. Here's the new stats for whatever stats are worth. Are these exactly accurate? No. Y'all know about figures, don't you? Figures don't lie, but liars figure. But I mean, as close as we can get. 22,758 folk. This is in Warren County. I'm not talking about Africa. I'm not talking about Haiti. I'm talking about where you and I eat and participate in life every day. 22,000 people admit to having a religious connection. The average worship attendance in Warren County is 13,000 folk a Sunday. We'll talk more about that next week. So, Sheriff, to my best recollection, 91,034 folk available to be invited to Grace. So let me ask y'all a question. What do you think we need to be about? Or maybe we need to hold a conference. Get some theological professors down here to figure out what's the purpose of the church. I didn't figure that out in less than 40 days. Go ye therefore and invite people to do what? Come to Christ. So I just don't want to hear from all you deep spiritual people who I've never seen in the baptistry. We're crazy, isn't it? I hear this all the time. Pastor Steve, I want the depths. I said, you ain't even got the training wheels. You don't want the depths. You just want a bunch of mumbo jumbo so you can sound impressive. You know what? God ain't looking for impressive people. How many of y'all glad to know God does not need impressive people? Guess what he needs? Faithful. Look at old Philip. Now, Philip was smart. He was smart. And Nathaniel was smart, but I'm going to show you what Philip did and we're going to get out of here. Y'all cool? Y'all got it? Come what? In. Invite people to where? That was pretty weak. I need a good, firm Jesus there. Invite people to who?
Jesus.
Come on, invite people to who?
Jesus.
We're going to get crazy in here again. Now listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all. 2:11, I laid back a little bit. True or false? Some of y'all been here a long time. It was an intentional layback. We needed to rest up. We pushed it hard. Y'all look rested to me. It's 2012. Guess what we're going to do? We got to launch this community. And y'all say, well, what about, what if we fill it up? Man, I'm thinking about having a 5 o'clock in the morning service here on Sundays. And listen, I'm feeling led that Jamie needs to preach that. I'm getting that from the Lord right now, all right? I think Jamie make a great 5 o'clock in the morning preacher on Sunday. No, hold on. Here's what I'm trying to tell you guys. We'll do what it takes. Quit worrying about the space. We got enough space in this church. And we can reach about 30,000 people before we got to worry about it. Y'all going 30,000 people airs you out of your mind. Y'all think I hadn't done my Warren Central math well. I have. Who said you got to worship on Sundays only? I mean, we got some cool young preachers. We got preachers that are a lot better than me on the way. I'm telling you. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. So I'm thinking about just preaching Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'm going to Lake on the weekends and get them heathens. It's what Jesus did. Now, hold on. You see what I'm talking about? We got to get this thing released. Inviting people to come to who? Let me tell you what. Can I tell you what Philip did when we get out of here? You know what Philip did? Jesus said, come follow me. And then guess where he goes? Some of y'all who've grown up in a church, y'all need to hold on to your seats. I want you to know that Philip did this without any witness training class. I want you to know that Billy Graham hasn't even been born yet. And this happened. I want you to know they didn't have to pitch a big tent. They didn't have to get a bunch of speakers out. And they didn't have to have a Christian concert because they didn't have any Christians. That's probably the worst thing that ever happened to us when we got Christians. It started out with just followers of Jesus. And then we decided to organize what God would do. And I think we've been in a tailspin ever then. You want to see your life just light up? I'm going to follow Jesus, and I'm going to invite others to follow Jesus, and I'm going to ask people to come in. Let me give you this. It's cool. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethesda. Philip found Nathanael and told him. Underline that. That's very spiritual. He found him and what? That's in the Bible. Just in case I got some of these young preachers that have snuck in. Jesus told Philip to follow him, and then Philip told Nathanael to follow Jesus. Nothing's changed. He told him. So I'm going to ask y'all to invite people to come in, cool? Just like Philip. Now look what happens. It's pretty cool. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Now look at the response. "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. Pretty cool, isn't it? Nathanael's first response was, "From Nazareth?" Any of y'all ever gotten that before? How many of y'all have ever been in an airport and you're from Kentucky and told somebody where you're from? What do you always say? Come on, be honest with me. Here's what I say. Where are you from? Bowling Green, Kentucky. I say it like I mean it too, Kentucky. I said, if you're wondering where that is, let me tell you what, we're a famous place. I said, you ever seen a Corvette? They go, yeah. I said, we're the only ones that make those. And if you laugh at our town, we'll never put a Corvette in your city ever again. Step up on them. Now, and then I say, well, where's it located? What do y'all usually say? It's what I say all the time. An hour north of Nashville, Tennessee. Why? Because everybody has heard of the Grand Ole Opry. Now, this is horrible. If I'm in another country and they ask me, what's Kentucky like? Guess what I have to do? I said, y'all ever heard of bourbon? Listen, I wish I didn't have to do this, but Joseph, I'm telling you the truth. I'm in another country, you know, and they go, well, Kentucky? I mean, they don't know where it is. Can't find a map. I said, y'all ever heard of bourbon? Oh, yes, we like bourbon. I mean, no matter where I am, ooh, bourbon, we take it. You know, even Asian people that drink sake like bourbon. I go, we make most of that in Kentucky, and we make all of it that's any good in Kentucky. Not that I would know. But I'm saying, that's what we're known for, right? And race horses, Kentucky Derby. But hold on. I want to invite people. I just want to know, this was the question. Nazareth, how in the world can anything good come out of Nazareth? He's the one. The one Moses talked about. And guess what? He took him right to Jesus. That's all I'm asking you guys to do. Thank you in this church for so many of you that all year long invite people to come to Jesus. Tim, thank you for being a schoolmaster that understands if they're not saved, it doesn't matter what they know. Thank you. Scott Gregory, thank you for being a man of God that you can get alone and meet Jesus all in the same place. You school teachers, don't tell me Jesus isn't in the public schools. You're there. And if you're there, he's there, and they can't vote him out. In fact, in the schools, hey, school teachers, I told you, stand up for your faith. Stand up for your faith. If they criticize you, I'm coming with them. Let's see how big they are. Bring the OACLU down here. Somebody needs to hit them in the mouth with the love of Jesus. I ain't lying. You know what they hadn't met? You know what they hadn't met? They had, this world in about 70 years hasn't met a group of believers that will stand up. You know what we do?
We don't want to offend nobody.
Apparently, Philip didn't even have that thought. Hey, Nathanael, the one is here. We got to leave this house going. We met with the one today.
Just pretend like y'all remember Morpheus on the Matrix. What did Morpheus do when he met Neo?
You're the one.
How many of y'all realize the one is in you? And the one has made you one with heaven. And you get to invite people to go to where? Heaven. I just think it's a cool deal. I love my job.
What do you do all day long? Invite people to Jesus so they don't have to go to hell?
It's a good job. It's thankless right now, but on the day of judgment, y'all be glad you's here. One day when the sky parts and CNN doesn't know what it is and Fox News can't argue about it and then MSNBC will be off the air and Bill Maher, and all the rights groups, let them protest Jesus. But Jesus will come back and say, occupy this. Because it's not about our rights and it's not about our way. But there is one who was sent from heaven that came through Nazareth that changes everything. And Philip, man, he was so crazy about him getting to follow. He invited somebody else to come in. And guess what? When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, here truly is an Israelite whom there is no deceit. And he said, but it's a good guy. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Hold on. Ultimately, who calls you? Jesus. See, Jesus has called these people long before you got to them, but he uses you as the mouthpiece of confirmation. See, there's already somebody in your seat. There's already a whole bunch of people in this section. I preach to them every Sunday. Watch this. I'm going to blow y'all away. Do y'all realize 20 years ago, I was preaching to you before you got here. I saw you in these seats. I just didn't know what you looked like. But I was preaching to you. For some reason now, I'm invited to speak to young preachers. You know what that means? Because I'm an old one. And I look and I said, and these guys go, well, Pastor Ayers, what did you do? I said, man, I've been preaching to the whole city. It just took them a while to get here. I've never seen Hillview Heights. I want us to tell the city about Jesus. That's it. You say, well, what will that look like? Let me give you some comfort. I don't know. Just go do it. I would love to have the problem this year. Okay, guys, we're out of room in all three services. What are we going to do? Man, I'd love to have this. We'll have four. What's this? How cool would this be? Brunch worship. You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to have to preach all day on Sunday. Now, we got enough preachers. What I'm telling you, God's done good, man. We got preachers. Man, we got them. They're happening. This is about all of us inviting. What I'm telling you, God's put the plan in motion. But let me tell you what we're lacking. We got to have some inviters. Just like, I mean, look, I mean, super spiritual. Philip just says, Nathanael, here he is. Jesus says this, oh, you're impressed that I saw you under a fig tree? Let me tell you what. You will see greater things than that, he said. Verily, verily, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So I just want to simply tell you today, this is the first part of January. Come in. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ today, in the name of Jesus, guess what? Come in. You say, well, how in the world do I get connected with Jesus? This would be a good way. This is the only way. You ready? How many of y'all realize you're a sinner? You've sinned. If you don't realize you've sinned, there's 10 commandments. How many of y'all have broke at least one of them? One time puts you in qualification. How many of y'all broke the 10 commandments at least one time? Now, how good are you? I tell this to folk all the time. Well, Pastor Ayers, I'm pretty good. I say, good for hell. They think I'm cussing when I say that. You'll know when I'm cussing. I'm clear about it. No, I said, watch. My goodness doesn't impress God, but let me tell you what. My receiving God's invitation is what God responds to. Well, God's already sent out the invitation. Brad, aren't you glad to know that Jesus Christ loves you? And he sends you an invitation to come to heaven. How many of y'all glad to know that Jesus Christ has sent you an invitation to come to heaven? Joe Hunt, aren't you glad to know that no matter what a year brings us, Jesus Christ is in charge? And we know where folk are in our lives because of Jesus. Now, I'm going to ask you today, we've already had people saved at 8 o'clock. Thank God they received the what? Invitation. Now, I just want to give you a heads up. If some of you are waiting for this church to mellow, not going to happen. I'm not going to mellow. I'm not going to get off the message. I know what is immoral. I'm going to call it out. You say, well, Pastor Steve, what about this and that? It's sin. Will everybody accept? I don't care what everybody accepts. Let me tell you what. I'm going to get you straight up today. There will be more people in hell than in heaven. Why? Majorities do not go to heaven. You ever read the Bible? Yeah. The pathway to destruction, Lanny, is what? Wide. And the way into righteousness is what? I'd be careful with my majority rule. Dangerous business. What if 51% are wrong? Oh, we didn't consider that. Narrow. Now, hold on. Not narrow in its invitation. Narrow, Raj, in what? Its acceptance. Make sense? Raj, you ain't got nobody wheeling you around, do you? You got some, not yet. You got some friends that are being wheeled around, though, right? But don't you get up every morning and go to the gym? You accepted an invitation to stay in shape. So has it made a difference at this juncture of life? Obviously, yes. Now, how many of y'all will accept an invitation to go to heaven? Be forgiven. And if you've been forgiven, how many of y'all would invite somebody else there? I said, well, Pastor Steve, would God use me? Let me answer that question. Yes! You said, well, I'm not qualified. You ain't got to have hair like Keith, you know, Pastor Keith, to be qualified in the kingdom of God. You got to have a heart, though, like Pastor Keith that says, hey, I want you to come to heaven because Jesus said so. Amen? There it is. That makes sense? All right, somebody going to get saved today. Y'all okay with that? You say, why in the world do you talk about salvation all the time? You know, listen, this happened the other day. And I got to tell you, and I'll quit, I promise. And I did good, too. Y'all been praying for me. I'm getting a lot better. I am responding a lot more like Jesus than me. I had this lady tell me, well, Oprah disagrees with you. I mean, I had some things. I had a quick phrase that came through my head. I held it back. And I said, ma'am, you're absolutely correct because Oprah believes that humanity can save itself. And the reason she believes that is she's never read any history. She fell asleep during history class. We don't save ourselves well, guys. Are y'all that far? How many of y'all are that aware? Let me just give you a quick one. We find atomic energy. What do we humans do with it? We blow each other up. How brilliant is that? Right now, we could have flying cells. We could be living like the Jetsons. Wouldn't that have been cool? His dog, all right. We'd have robot dogs. Remember that? The Jetsons. Everybody would be hovering right now in the parking lot. No road maintenance. We just fly through the air. Mitch, you would still be on some kind of electronic hero paper for pulling other flying saucers over. But what do we do with the technology we found? Facts is facts. We blew stuff up. God doesn't want to blow stuff up. Guess what God wants to do? He wants to welcome people to heaven. Has this made any sense today? Do you all have this one line today? You got to get the first line of January. Come in. So some of you need to come into Jesus. Some of you need to come into invitation. Some of you need to come in and leave some other stuff behind. Any of y'all got that going on? How many of y'all got some stuff that interrupts your invitation? That's what the old devil does. He said, well, you can't invite anybody to Christ. You did this last week. Last time I checked, you don't have to be perfect to invite. Because who does the saving? Jesus. So listen, today there's some folk here that need to meet Jesus. Thank you for being here today. I'm so glad that God brought you here today. And you know what? He brought you here because he had your name long before you had it. And he had you on his mind because he loves all humanity. But he had to use some crazy guy with a mouthpiece today to tell you this. Today you need to say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. This is what you're really saying. God, you caught me. Boy, that was hard, wasn't it? For God, who's everywhere. But you've come to realize you need Jesus. And God's pulling on your heart. You know what? I need to repent. Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for what I've done and where I've been. And Lord Jesus, I want you to come into my what? Life. Guess what God's going to do? Somebody take a guess. What will God do if you ask him to come into your life? Somebody tell me, huh? He'll do it. So I want to open that up today. If you have not been baptized, man, we're going to baptize a lot of people in January. I already feel it. Pastor Jamie, where are you? Are you going to have baptisms at the 5 o'clock service? See? Jamie's stunned. We have agreed. We had a moment of divine information in here while you were teaching. And these folk at 9:30 said they were going to invite so many people to church that this service was going to be filled. And as we all went through the service, we've been impressed that we need a 5 o'clock in the morning service. And then all of a sudden, your name came on the screens as the one who was to preach it. Not at Dunkin' Donuts. They're not open yet. Let's pray. We're going to open this altar up. I'm going to ask you to invite folk. Pastor Shane, we've got a campus of about 15,000 people. Most of those young, beautiful young people don't know Jesus. Y'all got friends. Here's some young people. Y'all got friends that don't know Jesus? Me too. We do. You got any? Like this chair right here, you could put a name to it. You don't have to, but you could put a name to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I love you. Now, listen, if you have not gotten baptized, I want you to get that taken care of. I don't know what more I need. I wish I could just, you know, throw you in there in the name of Jesus. Or take you up to the lake and just kick you off the dock. Not in the summertime, okay? Not right now. Come on, let's step up and get obedient to God and see what he does. I've never seen a church where most people invited people to Jesus. I've never been in that church. I've been in a church where some invited him, and it's been crazy. But what if everybody did? I know y'all think I'm nuts. That's fine. I've been nuts ever since I've been born. 91,000 people. I expect God to save all of them. And so we're going to go at it another year as hard as we can share with folks that God wants to save them. Is that okay? I invite you to come in and be a part of that. Now, if you need a church where I need to be Dr. Phil, you're in the wrong place. I'm not Dr. Phil. I don't disagree with him. I've studied all that stuff. But here's all I know. The only thing that will radically change you is Jesus Christ. We can mess with each other's heads, but we cannot change each other's destiny. Only God can do that. So I invite you today to heaven. Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me my sins. I believe you died on the cross. You've risen from the grave. Come into me. See what happens there. Cool deal. If you haven't been baptized, I invite you to step up and make that act of obedience in your life. I invite you to come today and be healed, man. You heard the stories in the chair. You know what? I'll tell you about those stories. You know what I mean? I'll tell you about those stories. None of them are made up. They're all here, and there's a lot more stories than that. So God will do some great things if you just let him do it. I'm going to ask all of y'all to come and pray. Amen. Pray for folks. Pray for people. Well, let's stand. I invite you to come into Christ. Lord Jesus, thank you for being in this service. It's been overwhelmingly good. And Lord, we just ask now as people come to be saved, they will be. Lord, we ask that people will be healed, and they will be. Lord, we ask that you invite us in a bigger way to just go tell this community that you are the Son of God, and it's for real. God, today, I just pray right now, Jesus, at this altar that you would let every person here know that every one of them is significant to this church. Even if they feel like they don't have a big voice, they got enough of a voice for an invitation. And that invitation can change everything. So, Lord, I thank you for the people. I thank you for your movement in our lives. And, Lord, now we open up this altar. Lord, we welcome the folks who will come to Christ right now. We welcome those into baptism. We welcome those into healing. We welcome you, Jesus, to come in and in our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen. Church, it's wide open. Come on, this altar's open. As you come right now, may God just touch you right now. So, Lord, just speak into us. And come on, this way today. Come on, start the year off praying, loving, knowing that God's going to do something great in your life. If you don't know Christ, come on. We want to talk to you about it. Come on.